Investing Our Time Wisely, a compilation.
Teach us to use wisely all the time we have. Psalm 90:12. Time management is important because of the brevity of our lives. Our earthly sojourn is significantly shorter than we are inclined to think. As David so aptly points out, "You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath." The Apostle James echoes this. "You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." Indeed, our time on earth is fleeting. In fact, it is infinitesimally small compared to eternity. To live as God would have us live, it is essential we make the best possible use of our allotted time. In all our endeavors, our relationships, our labors, our studies, serving others, the administrative details of our lives, caring for the health of our bodies, recreation, etc., our primary focus is God. It is He who has entrusted us with this time on earth, and He is the one who directs how we spend it. Time spent with God and getting to know Him through reading His Word and prayer is never wasted. Time spent building up the body of Christ and loving others with God's love is time well spent. Time invested in sharing the gospel so that others will come to know salvation in Jesus bears eternal fruit. We should live as if each minute counts, because it really does. GodQuestions.org Not too long ago, I stood at the sink, trying to ease the stabbing feeling of stress. I had so much pulling at me. I whispered, "God, I just feel worn out." I found myself rushing my loved ones in conversation, rushing to the next thing and then the next, rushing to schedule things and then rushing my people through those things. I had set my life to the rhythm of rush. Exhaustion gnawed deep places in my heart, demanding that I slow down. But how? I'd made my decisions, and now my decisions had made me. Me, this shell of a woman caught in the rush of endless demands. Have you ever felt this same way? I suspect most of us have. We fill our days and our lives with so much activity that the only way to keep up with it all is to rush. And I'm discovering that the source of much of the stress in my life is this constant need to keep up. But what if I'm chasing the wrong desire? Do I really want my life to look more like others, or to look more like God's best for me? God's best for me means engaging with my life and the people in it. God's best for me means noticing divine invitations and feeling the freedom to say yes, a best yes to the Lord's assignments. If I really want an unrushed life, I must underwhelm my schedule so God has room to overwhelm my soul. Today, you and I must stand moment by moment in the reality of our identity before we resume our activity. Let's grasp this truth and rub it in deep. We are God's children, whom He loves and with whom He is well pleased. Well pleased because of who we are in Christ, not because of what we do. Well pleased because of an unfathomable, unconditional love that's not earned, but simply given. Dear Lord, unrush me as I set my schedule today. I want to step out of the rush so I can embrace your best for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Lisa Turkhurst. I don't know who originally came up with the following analogy, but it's a great reminder of how valuable our time on earth is. Suppose your bank account was credited $86,400 every day, but with the catch that you couldn't save any of this money. Every evening, the bank would cancel whatever part of that amount you had failed to spend during the day. The fact is that every morning, we're credited with 86,400 seconds, 1,440 minutes, or 24 hours. Every night, the bank of time writes off as lost whatever time you fail to invest. It carries no balance. It allows no overdrafts. Each day, the bank of time opens a new account with you, and each night erases the surplus of the day. If you fail to use the day's deposit of time, you must suffer the loss. As Mother Teresa said, "Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today. Let us begin." Nina Cole. "Son, Daddy, may I ask you a question?" "Dad, yeah, sure, what is it?" "Son, Daddy, how much do you make an hour?" "Dad, that's really none of your business. Why do you ask?" "Son, I just want to know. Please tell me, how much do you make an hour?" "Dad, if you must know, I make $100 an hour." "Son, oh," with his head down. "Son, Daddy, can I please borrow 50? "Dad, really? If you're asking to borrow money for some silly toy or game, you can just march yourself straight to your room to think about why you're being so selfish. I work hard every day to provide for this family, and this is the thanks I get." The little boy went quietly to his room and shut the door. The dad sat down and started getting even angrier about his son's questions. "How dare he ask a question like that just to get some money?" he stewed. After an hour, the dad calmed down and started to think. Maybe there was something he really needed the 50 for? He doesn't ask for money often. So the dad went to his son's door and opened it. "Dad, are you asleep, son?" "Son, no, Daddy, I'm awake." "Dad, I've been thinking maybe I was too hard on you earlier. It's been a long day, and I took out my aggravation on you. Here's the 50 you asked for." The little boy sat straight up, smiling. "Son, oh, thank you, Daddy." Then, reaching under his pillow, the boy pulled out some crumpled up dollar bills. When the dad saw the boy already had money, he started getting angry again as the little boy slowly counted out his money and looked up at his father. "Dad, why do you want more money if you already have some?" "Son, because I didn't have enough, but now I do. Daddy, I have 100 now. Can I buy an hour of your time? Please come home early tomorrow. I would like to have dinner with you." The father was crushed. He put his arms around his little son and begged for his forgiveness through a stream of tears. Just a reminder to all working so hard in life to not let time slip through our fingers without dedicating special time with those who matter most. If we die tomorrow, the company we work for could replace us in a matter of days, but loved ones we leave behind will feel the loss for the rest of their lives, having only precious memories to hold on to. Author unknown.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.